Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you listening to this radio broadcast, and we pray that God would just bless you today, that you might be able to understand the things that are being said, that you might give the God the glory and the honor and the praise that only He rightly deserves. We would like to invite you to our church services. They begin this morning at 10 o'clock with our regular Sunday school classes, and then at 11 o'clock this morning, we have our regular preaching service. And then this afternoon at 3:45, we have our prayer service, and then at 4:30 is our evening worship. And then Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. will be our midweek Bible study. So we invite you to come to all of these services. And if there's any questions that you have, we'll be glad to take the Bible and answer those from the Word of God. Now, it may be that you can just find the answer to your inquiries on our church's website. That's independencebaptist.org, independencebaptist.org. There's much information there. There's many sermon outlines that you can look at, and even the radio broadcasts are there. And so you can look at all of that on independencebaptist.org. You can also check out full-length sermons at sermonaudio.com/IBC. Again, that website address is sermonaudio.com/IBC. If there's anything that we can do that will be a help to you spiritually, we'll be very glad to sit with you and to talk with you and to do whatever we need to do to be a blessing unto you. This morning, I'd like to look in the book of Acts, chapter 26 and verse 26, and think on the subject, "It is no secret." I'm actually thinking of the song, "It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He will do for you." I want you today to have confidence that the things that God has done in the past, He is very well able to do again. And Jesus Christ and all of His ministry is not a secret, but everything that He does is right out in the open for all to see. Notice in the book of Acts chapter 26, begin our reading in verse 24. Here Paul is before Agrippa. "And as he thus spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee mad. But Paul said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things." Notice in verse 26 that Paul is stating that Agrippa knows all the things that Paul is saying is the truth. "Before whom also I speak freely, for I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him. For these things were not done in a corner." I want you to know today that the religion of Jesus Christ is free and open to all. It is no secret at all. I understand today that there's many secret societies that claim to be religious. But you know this for an absolute certain fact, that that's not the way that Jesus was in His ministry. Jesus kept nothing secret and yet revealed all things to all people that wanted to know those things. You did not have to join a club or a creed or whatever. All you had to do was to trust Jesus Christ, and all of these things will be revealed unto you. Notice that the prophecies concerning the coming of Jesus Christ was not done in secret at all. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, God gave Adam the first promise recorded in the Bible concerning the coming Messiah. Genesis 3:15 declares, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." This passage is certainly fulfilled in the coming of Jesus Christ when He was born. Notice in the book of Galatians 4 and verse 4, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law." The birth of Jesus Christ, someone might say, was just like every other birth. And certainly the natural part of His birth was like all other births. But there was many things concerning the birth of Jesus Christ that was very
and uniquely spectacular. Right after the birth of Jesus Christ, it was the king that put out the decree that all the children under the age of 2 be killed. I think that would really mark the birth of Jesus Christ, don't you? When Jesus was born, was it not the star that appeared to the shepherds as they were with their sheep in the night? Was that not a remarkable public thing that would let everybody know that the birth of Jesus Christ was certainly different from everybody else? I remark that also in the book of Luke chapter 2, verse 47, the Bible records when Jesus was 12 years of age, that his parents went up to Jerusalem, just like they always did, to offer sacrifice. And of course, they were going back home, and Mary thought that Jesus was with Joseph. And Joseph thought that Jesus was with Mary. But Jesus was not with either one of them. And that night when they began to camp and they began to check with each other, they couldn't find Jesus, and they looked everywhere for him. And finally, they turned to go back to Jerusalem, and there they found Jesus in the temple, disputing and asking questions and answering questions from the Pharisees. That was public. You see, Jesus Christ in his ministry was very, very open. Jesus Christ performed miracles during his term here upon the earth and during his own personal ministry. And all of these things he did openly. You remember many, many times in the Bible that when Jesus Christ performed a miracle, that there were people coming from all over to witness and to be healed and to bring those that they knew was sick that they might be healed. Jesus did nothing secretly. That's why that Acts 26 and verse 26, when Paul states before Agrippa that none of these things were done in a corner. What's all that about? It's about this, that you can know about Jesus Christ. It is not a secret. You see, it is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he will do for you. Know for a certainty that this is the truth. Jesus is as available now as he was during his own personal ministry. All people had to do when Jesus walked upon this earth to find him was to go to where he was. That's all they had to do. We'll say, well, where is Jesus now? He's everywhere. There's not a place that he is not. And so you can go to him. There's another fact about the openness of Jesus Christ and how that he never did anything in a corner. That is this, that you must do things God's way. The Bible states that God sent John the Baptist to come into the world as a forerunner of Jesus Christ. And the Bible states in the book of Matthew chapter 3 that John was baptizing there on the River Jordan. And the Bible states that many, many people from Jerusalem and Judea and all that surrounding region came out to John to be baptized of him. And the Bible says that John baptized them in the River of Jordan as they confessed their sins. Now notice this. You've got to do things God's way. If you are going to be blessed by God, if you're going to receive the salvation of God, you're going to have to do things God's way. The Bible states there in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 5 that there were many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come out to be baptized of John. But John said unto them, "Why, you're a bunch of hypocrites. You're a bunch of snakes. You're vipers. Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance." Why wouldn't John baptize those folks? Because they were not believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. They continued to believe in their way and did not trust in the way of God. That's why John wouldn't baptize them. You see, all the things of God is very, very open. Nothing is hidden, but you've got to do it God's way. You cannot be blessed any other way at all. When Jesus Christ went into the city of Jerusalem there on made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, he did that very, very openly. Notice in the book of Luke chapter 19 and verse 37. The Bible said when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and to praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that he had seen. What was all that about? Well, Jesus was making his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. But you know, he didn't sneak in the back door. But Jesus Christ went in at the gate he was supposed to go in. And Jesus Christ went in the way God said he ought to go in. And Jesus Christ went in with a multitude worshiping him and praising and adoring him. That was done openly before all people that all might be able to see. A few days later, Jesus has let himself be captured by the unbelieving Pharisees, and they take him before the judge. And the judge stands and asks him a real silly question. They ask him concerning his disciples and concerning his doctrine. And I want you to listen to what Jesus said in John 18 and verse 20. Jesus answered him, and notice this, I spoke openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whether the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. Understand this, that the ministry of Jesus Christ is open to all people. There are those that criticize Jesus Christ, but they are wrong in their criticism. Jesus Christ is honest before God, who is his Father. Jesus Christ's ministry is open for examination for anyone that will honestly look at his life. And what they will find is that Jesus never made a mistake. Jesus never sinned, and Jesus always did those things that his Father told him to do. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. And Jesus Christ gave his life publicly. He gave his life openly. Jesus Christ, when he was hung on the cross, the very first thing he said was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus did these things openly. You see, it is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he will do for you. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. He paid our hell in 3 hours there. That 3 hours of darkness. And Jesus Christ was buried in a rich man's tomb. And the third day, after 72 hours in the grave, Jesus arose from the dead, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Jesus Christ walked upon this earth. At one point, he was seen of above 500 people at one time. I'm saying that Jesus is very, very open. Nothing that he has done has been in secret. But it is open for all to see. Acts chapter 10 and verse 39 and verse 40. Peter says this as he stands before Cornelius and his household. And he says, and we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Now notice in verse 40. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly. What's all this message about? It is about this. Things that are in secret are often evil. They're very often evil. Organizations that are secret are often evil. But Jesus does everything openly. Listen, another point is that what God has done for others, he will do for you. If you're lost, he'll save your soul. If you're saved, he will forgive you. He will teach you the right ways. But you must do it God's way. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. Jesus did not do things in a corner, but openly before all. We see that our time has slipped away from us once again. We thank you for listening to this radio broadcast.